You are listening to the Rock That Creative Job podcast with Jamie Roberts, episode 48. This podcast has a very focused mission to inspire, motivate, and empower you with the tools, insight, and guidance you need to get better jobs, better work, better pay, and build the creative career and life you've always wanted. So click subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast and let's rock. Hey, creatives. Well, here we are at episode 48 of this podcast. I hope you have been enjoying the last year of these because I'm going to episode 50 and then we have a whole new season in store for 2024. And I am so excited to bring you some amazing guests. We're going to talk about mental health. We're going to talk about creative recruiting. We're going to talk about career pathing. I am going to have so many awesome people on here to help you move your career forward in the most positive and productive way. So if you haven't subscribed yet, I would highly recommend doing so. And please share this with your creative network because I want to make sure that all the creatives out there have the career support that they deserve and get the advice that's correct, because there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of people who are giving advice that aren't really qualified to do that. That's why I'm having experts come on this show so that they can help you directly with your creative career. And before we get into today's topic, I want to make sure you guys know about my Creative Resume in a Day course that I recently launched because it is 20% off through the rest of 2023. And this course is super specific to creatives. And it's taken me 2 years of steady research to develop because I want it to be the best it can possibly be for you. It includes all the guidance and advice I give to my Rock That Creative Job clients. I give you inside knowledge from my own personal experience as a creative hiring manager because I want you to understand the other side of the table, because that's going to help you connect with your audience. This is like the concentrated version of every other resume course out there. We go through mindset, we go through psychology, we go through technical advice, like what to do about the ATS, how to deal with AI, and then we write that entire resume together. There's also a bonus module where we write your cover letter, we talk about networking, and we optimize that LinkedIn profile so that recruiters can actually find you. And I know this works because I've done it for myself and I've done it for people all across the world that have worked directly with me. I wanted to provide all this information out there for you if you're in a time zone that doesn't align with the Pacific Northwest, or if you're someone who just doesn't have the budget for personal coaching right now. So grab this course before 2024 if you want to hit the ground running in January for that Q1 hiring frenzy that we all know is going to happen. As soon as those budgets get approved, those job postings are going to go live. And I want you to be totally prepared and ready to nail it with these recruiters and these hiring managers when you submit that application. All right, let's talk about the power of mindset as you navigate your creative career path. Because embarking on a creative career pathing exercise is really a journey that extends far beyond the realm of a resume or an interview. It's a really personal and transformative experience that hinges so significantly on the mindset that you bring to the table. And in this podcast episode, I want to dive into the reasons why your mindset matters immensely as you navigate your creative career. It plays a pivotal role in steering the course of your career trajectory as you shape your professional identity and you overcome the challenges in the creative industry. So let's talk personal brand, because that's a phrase that gets thrown around quite a bit these days. And it's not just for the creative industry. You hear people talking about personal brand who have nothing to do with creative. They might be in finance. They might be in ops. They might be in sales. They might not be in a professional industry at all. They might be in a service industry. They might have their own business. We all know having a personal brand helps people recognize who you are and what you're about. However, just because you have a personal brand doesn't mean you actually have defined your professional identity. And the foundation for constructing your professional identity always starts in your mind. It's how you perceive yourself and your capabilities and your potential. This is what actually shapes the narrative of your career. And that's why we need to really focus on cultivating a positive and self-affirming mindset that recognizes our strengths and actually acknowledges the areas that need improvement. We all need to understand that our journeys are unique and our mindsets always set the tone for the story that we want to tell through our career choices. And I remember developing this narrative very early on in my career and immediately recognizing the impact that it had when I started to push my career forward. Once I started to explain to people the choices that I made in my professional career and why I made them and what I wanted to get out of them and where I wanted to go, I could tell that they were looking at me differently. They weren't looking at me just as this graphic designer who was just looking for another job. They saw me as someone who understood what I had to offer, where I wanted to go, and was very strategic in making decisions. And that is what we all want to convey with our professional identity. We want to show people where we've been and why we decided to go there, because that helps your audience understand who you are as a human. And it gives them a window into how you think as a creative person, which is going to help them assess if you're the right fit for a particular role or project. And to do this effectively, we always want to embrace a growth mindset. The concept of growth mindset emphasizes the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed continually through dedication and hard work. And I know right now, we're definitely seeing a divide in the growth mindset as AI starts to creep into the creative space in a very intense way. This is very challenging for us because our minds are instrumental when we face these kinds of challenges. That's what helps us either adapt to new situations and persist in the face of setbacks, or on the negative side of that, shrink back and avoid the uncomfortable experience of having to grow. So as we plan our career paths, adopting a growth-focused mindset is going to enable us to see these kinds of obstacles as opportunities for learning and development and the ability to foster resilience and to become agile and adaptable. That alone is going to make you an amazing creative, because that is what creative is, right? It's presenting ideas that no one has ever thought of. It's figuring out how to do something that people thought wasn't possible. It's sharing and showing something that came from inside you that is so impressive to others that they can't wait to share it with a broader audience. And there is no feeling in the world like having a client say, "Wow, I never would have thought of that." Or, "Oh my gosh, I love this. How did you ever think of this?" That is the growth mindset at work, because we couldn't do those things without having a growth mindset in our creative work. But the problem is we forget about it when it comes to our creative careers. And we need to remember that the same skills we use for our creative work can be used to push ourselves forward in our careers. It's the same thing, but somehow we separate those two, and that's when we start to struggle. Additionally, this growth mindset is going to help us navigate career transitions, because the professional landscape is a very dynamic space and it's marked by rapid changes and evolving industries. So a flexible and open mindset is really crucial when we're navigating these kinds of transitions. And instead of fearing change, we need to learn to embrace it as a chance for new experiences and new skill development, and encourage ourselves to see these shifts not as setbacks, but as strategic moves that will contribute to our overall professional evolution. These types of experiences allow us to tell those amazing stories of how we overcame a huge challenge, how we worked through a setback, how we problem-solved something to move ourselves forward. This is exactly what any hiring manager wants to hear. And in order to tell that story, you have to have the growth mindset behind it to be able to share the outcome with them that is positive and exciting and motivates them to make that offer, because they want someone like you on their team. Now, we all know how it feels to not have that growth mindset, to not have that positive feeling, because the persistent feeling of inadequacy, despite the evidence of success, is the challenge that we all struggle with in the creative world. And that, summed up, is imposter syndrome. Our minds significantly influence our ability to overcome and work through this, or to let it hold us back and to just sink into a job that you know is not right for you, to let a manager treat you poorly and disrespect you, to allow yourself to be sucked into the world of a toxic job environment and to let that affect your confidence in a way that keeps you stuck and silent. No one should live like this, especially not a creative person, because if you don't have that spark inside you, your work is going to suffer and then you're going to suffer because you know you're not giving that 110% that you really want to give. So by acknowledging your achievements and attributing them to your skills and your efforts, that will help you move out of the self-doubt space into a more growth-oriented mindset. But this needs to be developed and rooted in self-confidence and self-worth, because that is key to silencing those inner critics and to be able to realize that true potential. So if you are feeling this way, you are not alone, but also know that you can get out of this because your mind is playing tricks on you, and silence equals suffering. And imposter syndrome can really do a number on us when we're already feeling anxious about our skills. We're feeling anxious about putting ourselves out into the world and looking for that next job or asking for that promotion. We have that inner critic come back. But if you're able to talk yourself back from that, reflect on your positive experiences and the things that you've accomplished, that is going to help you shut that critic up, so you can start to take those steps that you need to take to move yourself out of that negative situation. You also want to make sure you're building a supportive network, because mindset extends beyond individual beliefs. It influences the relationships that you cultivate. So building a very supportive, professional, creative network does require a positive and collaborative mindset. No one wants to connect with the person on LinkedIn who is always complaining about their job, about the creative industry, about their interview experiences, about their work and how they'll never move it forward, how no one's giving them a chance. And if you're doing that, I want to advise you to please do that in a closed session with your close friends, because like attracts like. People love to commiserate. So what you're going to do is you're going to attract more negative people that are going to reinforce those beliefs that you're never going to move forward in your career, or you're never going to get the job you really want. We have to approach networking as an opportunity for mutual growth and not as a transaction. So when you put something out there, know that it's going to grow in either a positive or a negative direction. And mindsets that are focused on positive collaboration and shared success will open doors to valuable opportunities. And it'll also encourage diverse perspectives. And that's what we all want, right? We don't want to see things only from our own perspective. That's not what creative is. Creative is seeing something from a different perspective that no one ever thought of before. And that is what your network should reinforce. Your mindset in the creative industry will shape the goals that you set and the strategies that you employ to achieve those goals. So having a proactive and optimistic mindset enables you to set ambitious yet achievable goals by breaking them down into actionable steps. And by visualizing that success that you're going to have and maintaining that positive attitude and staying resilient in the face of challenges, you're going to increase your likelihood of reaching all of those career aspirations that you have. We have to remember that our mindsets are so powerful. This is a force that will propel us forward or hold us back. So by cultivating this positive growth-oriented mindset, you're not only able to shape your professional identity, but you can navigate those challenges and build those meaningful connections and achieve those goals. Because your mindset is not just a lens through which you view your career as it stands now. It's a guiding force for you that actually can transform your journey in this industry into a fulfilling and rewarding adventure. We all know that nothing is forever. So we need to embrace the power of our minds and watch things shift as this becomes a catalyst for realizing our full potential in this ever-evolving landscape of creative. I want to make sure every single person out there knows that they can do whatever they want, but it starts in their mind. We focus on this heavily in my coaching sessions because you can be an amazing, talented creative. But if you feel that no one's ever going to give you a chance and you're not going to ever get to the place you want to get to, and the job market is holding you back or your boss is holding you back, you're going to use those self-limiting beliefs as reasons to not take action, to not push yourself forward in that uncomfortable growth space. And that's where the magic happens. We all know that once we move out and push those boundaries even a little bit, things start to happen and you can see the transformation. And I want to help everyone transform their career. I want to help everyone feel amazing about what they do and where they're going. And if you're someone that's struggling, I want to help you too, whether it's through my course, whether it's through private coaching sessions, whether it's through live streams or group coaching sessions that I'm going to start offering in 2024. I want to create an experience for you that works on your terms, but gets you the success that you desire in this industry. So please contact me if you're struggling, you don't know where to start, you're not sure if the course is right for you or a coaching session is right for you. We can talk about that and make sure that you have the path that makes sense for you and gets you where you want to go. You can connect with me on Rock That Creative Job. You can check out my course there. You can also follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn and TikTok and message me on any of those platforms. I want to make sure every creative out there gets the support that they deserve for their creative career. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope it made you think more positively about where you're going and recognize that it all starts in your mind. And if you need help, you know where to find me. So thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.